Okay, so the last few weeks we've been talking about Kinyan Kesef. Kinyan Kesef, we said, Midaraisa works by Mitaltalin. Nowadays, the Chacham Ur Mesakein, that people will say that your stuff got burnt up in the attic, so the Chacham Ur Mesakein, you need to actually have it in your possession. But nevertheless, we still said that if someone pays for something and they renege on it, there's a Mishapara, both the buyer and the seller. Then the last couple of weeks we were talking about Kesef with regards to Karka. We said even though Midaraisa Kesef works for real estate, but if it's a location where people write contracts, they write deeds, so then there also the Kinyan isn't culminated until the buyer receives the deed. Right? So I do want to get into in future weeks into Ani Hamapech L'Charar, if someone's trying to buy something and are you allowed to go push ahead a house or a car or something like that. But before we get there, I'd just like to pause for this week and next week and 2 weeks. And I'd like to talk about Kinyan Kesef. And with Nogeya things, tonight's question is, as you saw in the email, do credit cards service Kinyan Kesef? What's the halachic status of a credit card? The Shaila L'Mishpatecha L'Yaakov poses, which was sponsored Lila Nishas for Shlomo Zalman, Chanabas for Shlomo Zalman, is like this. And it could be in any case, whenever you make a credit card transaction. But his question was, someone purchased a metalton. He's talking metalton. He purchased a sofa using a credit card. And he didn't pay the credit card. He didn't get the bill yet for the credit card. And he also didn't get the sofa yet. And he changes his mind about the Kinyan. So, because he found out he could get it cheaper somewhere else. So is he allowed to do that, or does he get a Mishapara? Right. Now we're talking, if their policy is that you can return it without any questions asked, so that we said in the past, so then you can return without, they said you can return without questions asked. But if they say no returns, or they say you can only return it if it's defective, and you're returning it because you just want to get out of it because you found it cheaper, and you have a good thing here. You don't have it in your possession, and it's just electronic right now. You didn't lose any money for it yet. You can call the credit, call the store, say I don't want it anymore, and cancel it. Is there any mishapara at that point? And if there'd be a way of purchasing real estate with a credit card, would you be able to? And there you have a receipt, that might be a shtar already. Can you cancel the transaction if you certainly haven't made a kinyan chazaka, unless, you didn't make a kinyan chazaka on the land, you didn't bring it home with you, and you didn't pay for it yet because it's still being processed in the credit card land. So that's the question. What is the status of a credit card in halacha? Now, before we see the halacha of it, he gives us a little bit of background information of what credit cards are. So this way, just we know we're all talking about the same thing. He says in the 1930s, he says 1920s, it seems like he's saying, in the 1920s they started this thing in America where you could go to a store and instead of paying money, they will give you a credit card and you could go to the store and say, here's my credit card, bill me, and they will give you the credit. Right? That's the way credit cards used to be. So it was really an agreement between you and the store. They still have those types nowadays. Although I think most of them still go through what happened in the 50s. And in the 50s, he says, they invented diners clubs cards. And that meant that I didn't get anything from a specific store. I got the right to use at any store I wanted. Like, well, we have a Visa MasterCard nowadays. That's a new type of card. And that's what tonight's Shaila is about. Not that it's an agreement between me and the store. Not a two-party agreement. This is a three-party agreement nowadays. It's that the credit card makes a deal with different merchants that if they use their credit, they give them a certain percent between 0.5% and 6.5%. They give the credit card company that amount, so the credit card will supply them the money. Then there's a deal between the credit card company and the consumer where you agree once a month to pay the credit card company for all the bills that they sent you. Right? So that's the type of credit card we're talking about tonight. We're talking about, he calls it a multi-party card. We're talking about a Visa MasterCard credit card where there's a triangle. The credit card company has two different agreements. They have an agreement between you and the credit card company, and they have an agreement between you between them and the store. Right? So what happens is you go to the store and you use your credit card. So the first thing that happens now is the store wires the credit card company, and with their agreement, the credit card company gives money to the store. Then, later on in the month, the agreement between you and the credit card generates a bill from all the different things you use the credit card for, and then you have to pay the credit card company. So Ashai Litzanite is, at the time when you gave in your credit card to buy the sofa, at that time, you didn't give any money to the merchant. And you didn't give any money to the credit card company. And you didn't take the sofa home, so you didn't make a kinyan mashicha. So at that point in time, will there be any misha parah, will there be anything wrong in reneging on the agreement to buy the sofa? Right, that's the shayla. The Gemara we want to talk about is the sugya of Eved Kanani. So let's start with the bottom of Bava Mabez and Kedushin. Right, Rava says two halachas over there. Rava says, he's talking about Kedushin. Ten mana leploni, v'kadish ani lach. A woman goes to a man, and he says, and she says, if you give money, not to me, but if you give money to another person, a third person, I will agree to become married to you. Normally, to make Kedushin, the husband has to give something to the wife. Over here, she says, don't give it to me, give the money to my friend, and I'll agree to Kedushin. So she's not receiving anything, but he's giving something. So the Rava says, that's Mekudeshes Midin Arev. That works because there's a din of Arev, and Arev is a guarantor. The Gemara says, Arev, Lavav Hagav, by a guarantor over there. Why is the guarantor responsible to pay the loan? Even though he didn't get any personal benefit, he didn't get the loan, the other person got the loan. But Kamishab and Nashi, he still nevertheless has a shibud. He binds himself to, mortgages himself to pay off the loan. So Hayitzanami, this woman also, even though she didn't get any personal pleasure, she gives herself up in marriage to the other person. So that's the din of Arev. Right, there's a not Rabba's second halach, and that's the one I think that's going to be more nogeya. He says, Halach mona viz kachi leploni. The man says to a person, right, in other words, the man tells the woman, take this $100 and be married to my friend Reuven. Right, in other words, Reuven, the husband, is not giving up any money. The woman, though, is receiving money in this case. The first case, the husband lost the money and she didn't receive anything. Here, she receives money, but not from the husband. She receives it from the husband's shliach. So then it's Mekudeshes Midin Eved Kanani. So she becomes Mekudeshes. It's a good marriage based on the din of Eved Kanani. Well, how does an Eved Kanani work? An Eved Kanani belongs to its master. And how does he become free? He doesn't have any money of his own. That becomes about by someone else puts up the money and gives it to the master, and the Eved Kanani goes through it, gets free. So he didn't lose any money, but the master gained the money. So Eved Kanani, lav avagadilo kochasev lamidi, even though he didn't lose any money himself personally, kakani nashi, he still acquires himself when the other person pays for him. So hai gavernami, this husband also, avagadilo kochasev lamidi, even though he personally did not pay any money, kakani lalahayitza, he acquires the woman as a wife. The Gemara then goes through a little bit more, and the Gemara concludes, Idmar Nami Mishmei Rava, they also said the name of Rava, Chein L'inyam Amona, this rule of Arev, of the guarantor, and the rule of Eved Kanani applies to Kinyonim of a monetary Kinyonim as well. Not only Kedushin applies to monetary Kinyonim as well. So it's Mishpatach Yaakov says that seems to be the case of a credit card. A credit card company goes over to Seven Mile Market, and they say, we are giving you the money for this person's purchase, and give them the merchandise. Right? I go with my credit card. The credit card company tells Seven Mile Market, we're giving you the money, and the money will belong, and I should be able to purchase the food. So we said, once again, by metatlin, it's not a real kinyan. You still mean, it's only, I have to make mashicha, you still need a mishapara. This will be a mishapara. I'd only be a mishapara if I didn't actually bring it home. We were talking about a sofa before, a big item, but you can't actually lift home. But it seems that he says that this seems to be the din of Rabbi Kanani. You learn about the sugya of Rabbi Kanani, and like when it's ever going to come up, but every time we use a credit card, this sugya of Rabbi Kanani comes up. This kesef is doing something. The kesef, the credit card company pays the vendor, is serving as the kinyan for us to have that as kesef. So he says that's only when the vendor gets the money, which nowadays, it used to be that they would just collect these receipts and send them in twice a month. Nowadays, when they push it through the electronic thing, they get it after 24 hours. The next day, after one business day, they get it. So at that point in time, the credit card company Visa is telling 7-1 Marketer, the sofa store, we're giving you the money. I didn't spend any money, but they're spending the money for me, and I have that kinyan. It was my kesef that I gave. Whatever, it'll work. For karka, it'll be a real kinyan. That's a place where you write contracts. And for metatolin, it will be at least a kinyan for mishapara. And if I renege, I'd be chayv in mishapara.
Are we differentiating between Eved Kanani and Arev?
No, Arev is a different case. We're just using the Eved Kanani case.
Why is it different than Arev, where I'm guaranteeing, I'm being liable for the money that the Visa is giving to the vendor?
You're being liable for the money that...
I'm going to owe Visa that money. I'm guaranteeing that money. By signing my name on the credit card slip, I'm saying,
no,
I owe that money to Visa. So Visa, you can lend...
But Visa's not buying that sofa for themselves. You're buying the sofa.
But
the Arev would be a Visa wants to buy a sofa, and you guarantee it. So then, that would be Arev. Arev is when you want someone else to... The case of Arev would be where you give money, where you don't give money. You tell someone, right? Give money to him, and then he'll, and even though I don't get the money, even though I, the seller, don't get the money, I say, give money to my friend, and I'll give you the sofa. That will be Arev, right? That's not what we're talking about. That's not a credit card company. That someone comes to my store, I say, look, don't give me the money. Give the money to my friend. He needs it more. And through that, giving him the money, that'll be the kinyan kesef. That will be Arev. We're talking about Eved Kanani. Okay, so that would be a pretty simple share. The problem, though, is that most credit card companies are corporations, probably all of them, and I think also all of them are non-Jewish corporations. So the question is, will this line of reasoning still work in light of that we're dealing with corporations? Right, so that's what we have to do tonight. No ribbis. There could be a problem with ribbis if it's Jewish owned, but if it's not, so then you'd avoid ribbis. But you'll see in a second. Should the fact that, forget a corporation, if it's a non-Jew, will the same halachas apply as to a Jew? So what's the reason, and that depends on what's the reason that this Eved Kanani thing works? Why? What's the reasoning, what's the lumdus behind this kinyan of Eved Kanani? Why does it work? So, there's a machlokas. Machlokas achrona, lamdash machlokas achrona. The Radvaz wants to say, Mishnah Lamelech brings it, the Radvaz says, the din of Eved Kanani teaches us that when you have a kinyan between two people, the buyer gives something to the seller, and then the buyer makes a kinyan in that seller's merchandise, the main thing that makes a kinyan, what's the part that makes a kinyan? The only thing that makes the kinyan is the seller receiving the cash. That's what makes the kinyan. The fact that the buyer gives the cash, that's not part of the kinyan. Now, what's the nafka mina? He says the nafka mina will be if the buyer, at the time when he gave the cash, it wasn't worth a shava pruta. But by the time the seller received it, it was worth a shava pruta. So he says that'll be a good kinyan kasef. Because the thing that makes a kinyan is the buyer, is the seller receiving kasef. The fact that you didn't give the kasef, that doesn't make a difference. A kinyan is made whenever a seller receives money. And that's what happens with Eved Kanani. The Eved Kanani didn't give anything himself. His master received cash. His master receiving cash is enough to make a kinyan. But when the master receives the cash, so now he lets go of the Eved. What? Yeah, so if you learn his Kedus Kabbalti, is that it's like I receive it. Yeah, I don't have to actually receive it; it's like I receive it. That's what he's saying. The part of the thing that makes a kinyan is the seller receiving money. That's why over here, if the vendor receives the money from the credit card company, even though you didn't give it, the kinyan is made. The Ketos says another. He says the same thing to answer another question. In Halacha, it says that if they made a kinyan using the Eved Kanani type kinyan on Shabbos, if they did it on Shabbos, the kinyan works, only they did an Aveira. So the Ketos says, why don't we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? Why don't we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? Right, how's it work? If they did this kinyan on Shabbos, the Edom took a Sudr to make a kinyan through this Eved Kanani system. So he says it's Aser, the Shulchan Aruch says it's Aser, but it works. Simin Kusari in Choshe Mishpat. So the Ketos says, because there's no Shlichus here. We're not looking at any, there's no agency going on over here. The only thing happens is when the seller receives the handkerchief, receives money, he makes a kinyan. It's not that the outside person is acting as my agent, as the Eved Kanani's agent to make the kinyan. It's when the master receives the money, that's enough to make the kinyan. Right? That's one way of looking at this kinyan of Eved Kanani. Right? It's teaching us, the din of Eved Kanani teaches us that to transfer merchandise is enough that the seller receives kesef, even though the buyer did not give kesef. The Ritva disagrees. It seems the Ritva, and the other Achron disagree. Based on the Ritva, in this Sugi and Kedushin says, I'll read it to you on the handout. Sarek sha'osa ploni yomer laharei amukedeshesli bekesef shenosan lecha ploni shetiskachili. At this case of Kedushin, the Ritva says, the real husband has to say, harei amukedeshesli, like a regular husband. He has to say that line, harei amukedeshesli, with the money that ploni is giving you. Because, who's the one that's going to say, all right, Mekadesh? He's not a real shliach. All we say is that when he gives the money to the woman, it's as if the husband gave it to the woman. But if the husband is the one that has to say, Harayat Mekadesh. So based on this, Achronim, Pnei Yeshua seems to say that way, Devin Ho'ozel, Mr. Zalman says that, you see from this that it's not just the fact that the seller is receiving cash, that's what's making the kinyan. It's more than that. It's that the third party is acting as a shliach. He's acting as a shliach for me, the purchaser. Right? So there's... Yeah, so it's not a real shliach. It's not because I didn't send you to do the shliach for me. It's just I sent you, but you're using your own money, so it's like in between, right? So we have this machlokas achronim. What makes kinyan Eved Kanani work? Is it just to say, well, the seller receives money and that's it? Everything else is out of the picture. We don't care about anything else. As long as the seller receives money, that makes the kinyan. Or do we say there's like a sort of agency going on here? The third party, we call the credit card company over here, is acting. When the credit card gives money to the vendor, it's as if I gave money to the vendor, and so the way some Achronim put it is as if, like, the vendor, when he gets the money, it's like he gives it to me and then he takes it back again. Right? There are different ways that they say that you can't just say, like the Radvaz and the Ketos seem to say, that it's just through my money, it's just through me receiving it, that's what makes the kinyan. The machlokas seems to be based on how you understand the Gemara on the first side of Kedushin Chav Gimel. The Gemara says, is explained by Meir Shita, that Kesef works Baal Karcho of the Eved, but Shtar doesn't. So Abaya says, it works Baal Karcho even though the Eved Kanani was not planning on going free. He doesn't even want to be free. The Gemara says, Shani Kesef works even without him knowing about it. Since you can acquire an Eved Kanani against his will, you can get rid of him against his will. So the Gemara says, so do say the same thing about Shtar. You can acquire an Eved Kanani with Shtar, and you can should be able to get rid of him with Shtar even against his will. So Rabbah said, Kesef Kabbalah Rabbah Garmelo. By Kesef, when the master receives that money, that's what makes the Kenyan. that's enough to make the Eved Kanani go free. So the Ketzo says from that line, Rav is saying, the Gemara just says, Kabbalas Rav El Garmelo. His receiving the money is what made the Kenyan. So you see from this that we don't care about the third party. That's not anything at all. What makes the Kenyan is the seller receiving the money. That's what makes the Kenyan. The Chazon Ish disagrees. He says, what the Gemara means here, Kesef Kabbalas Rav El Garmelo, it means that the master receives it, but also this is the master's last order to the servant. The master has the right to make the servant work for him, and his last order is, I am ordering you to take this money to go out free, but it will work as shlichus. Is it the master? Does Rava just mean, well, the master, by taking that money, that's all there is, and he goes out free? Or is it saying that the master, through his being a master, can order the Eved to go out free through it? So that, there's two ways of looking at that Gemara. Some say that the whole thing's only in Rav Meir also, and the Chacham would be a different shot. So based on that, there's this Machlokas Achronim. What is behind this din, this chiddush of Eved Kanani? Is it just that as soon as the seller receives money, the merchandise transfers for Mishapara, for a real Kenyan, whatever, depending what it is? Or is it that the third party is acting as an agent, his giving that money as if I gave the money? That's a machlokas achronim. One difference in halacha is, assuming we're talking about the case of Mishapara, suppose the seller reneged on the agreement, right? He's not allowed to. He's chayav Mishapara now. But the seller says, I don't want to sell you the sofa, I don't want to sell you the refrigerator, I changed my mind. Who does he give the money back to now? So you say, of course you give it back to the person who gave it to you. Give it back to the credit card company. Give it back to that third person who gave you the money. But the Imre Bina says, it depends how you look at what the Kenyan was. If you look at it like the Radvas and the Ketzos HaChoshen, that the only Kenyan is when the seller gets the money, that makes the Kenyan, or that gives him the money, so then he can say, okay, I'll give it back to you. Nothing else was done. The real purchaser is out of the picture. But if you say that the credit card company, the third person, is acting as a sort of an agent for that purchaser, and it's like the seller gives it to the purchaser and he takes it back from the purchaser, so the purchaser had that money and he paid for it, so then the seller who's reneging would have to pay the purchaser the money, even though he never paid a penny for it. Then he'd have to pay the credit card company based on his agreement with there, so it wouldn't be wise for him to back out of such an agreement. So that is one, that's one nafkamina. The second nafkamina could be a corporation. Right? We know corporations have limited liability. They only have liability on their assets, but not on the person. They don't have personal liability. So because of that, Rav Moshe has this famous tshuva that you're allowed to take interest from a bank which is Jewish owned. Why is that? Because to be chayiv ribis, you have to have a borrower. There has to be a shibud haguf. There has to be a borrower who owns money. There's someone going to having a lien on his body. But if you have a corporation, by definition, there's no personal lien on anyone, on any owner of the corporation. That's why it's called limited. It's limited liability. There's no liability on the person. So based on that, Rav Moshe holds that you're allowed to take interest. You're lending money to this corporation, the bank. They're not real borrowers. They're not people. It's just limited. It's an enterprise. So you can take interest in them. You can't pay interest to a bank, right? If you have a mortgage which is from a Jewish bank, then you have a problem because you are a real borrower and they have a shibud on you, so you can't pay interest to them. But you can take, not everyone agrees with Rav Moshe, but he does hold that way. Rav Moshe holds that you can take interest from a Jewish-owned bank. So the same thing might be over here when we're talking about Kinyanim, right? We're talking about the Visa Corporation as a corporation. So can a corporation act as this middleman to make a Kinyan Eved Kanani? So you'll say it depends. What's Pshat and Eved Kanani? If you say Pshat and Eved Kanani is as soon as the seller receives the money, that makes the Kinyan. It doesn't matter who gave him the money. It doesn't matter if a monkey gave him the money or a corporation or a person. He got the money. That third party doesn't have any function. As long as the seller receives the money, he's making the kinyan. But if you hold that there's a shlichus going on here, there has to be some, like it's when they pay, it's like he pay, so then maybe you'll say, maybe it has to be a person working over there. So the Mishmar Techel Yaakov says that wouldn't make a difference. Even though there's no personal liability, but they could still be a shlich, they still do actions, right? They're people running it. They're voted to have acting rights, so they can act as your agent to, right, the, whoever it was that who sent the check and the visa thing there, so they acted as your agent to make the transaction for you. And they really didn't. They just were doing it under the authority of the director, so they can make the kinyan for you. So that would not be a nafkamina. Another nafkamina, though, and this is a real nafkamina, and this is the Achronim Mamish talk about that. Right? So corporation is not a nafkamina. But a nafkamina will be if it's a non-Jew as a third party. Right? Forget Visa being a corporation, but it's a corporation owned by non-Jews. Because we know there's a rule that shlichus is a chiddush, that I should be able to go and make a kinyan for you. I mean, how do you know that? We have all kinds of drushes to learn that from Truma and different places that we learn that shlichus works, that I could go and make I can marry a woman for you. Why should that work? You didn't even see her. Right? And I can make a kinyan for you. That's a chiddush, and it only applies to Yisrael, who's included in the din of Truma. But to a non-Jew, they don't have a din of shlichus. So based on this, and this is at the second half of the handout, the Ketzos, based on his understanding of the way Eved Kenani works, it's just that the seller receives the money, that makes the kinyan, so it doesn't matter who gives him the money. It doesn't matter who gives him the money, and it doesn't matter who is making the purchase. Right? He's talking about who's making the purchase. It doesn't matter. It's, I could give money to you to have a non-Jew make the kinyan, because how can he make me a shliach for him? There's no shlichus involved here. As soon as you receive the money, you made the kinyan to a Jew, a non-Jew, to whoever it is. It doesn't make a difference. Machnefein says the same thing. The Chazon Ish and Rav Chaim on the Rambam, they say that that's not the way Eved Kenani works. Eved Kenani works that the person, the third party giving the money, is doing something as an agent, as a surrogate for the real purchaser. So if it's working with shlichus or zchia, so that only works by a Jew. It won't work for a non-Jew. So based on that, they say, if I go to you and I say, here's money, give the merchandise, I want the merchandise to be acquired to that non-Jew, they say it won't work in that case. But that's what they're talking about. And the Beis Yitzchak, I didn't see it inside, but it's in the Sefer Toros Kinyonim, huh? So he talks about the case we're talking about, not that you're giving it to a non-Jew, but the non-Jew is the one who wants to affect the kinyan, which is the case of credit cards, right? A Visa, a MasterCard, assuming it's a non-Jewish corporation, there the directors are non-Jews, and the whole thing is not Jewish over there. So he says, since the whole kinyan is the seller receives the money, and however he gets the money is a maisakof biyama, it's like it doesn't matter if a monkey gives it, doesn't matter how he gets it, as long as he gets money he makes the kinyan, so it won't make a difference if he gets the money from a non-Jewish corporation, from a non-Jew, from a Visa, a MasterCard. By doing that, he's receiving the money and he's giving up the merchandise. He doesn't say it though, but according to the Zadar Achronim, the Chazon Ish, the Grach, they would say that it won't work because they say there is shlichus going on here, there is chia going on here. So they would say that not only can I can't give you a seller, a vendor money to give a non-Jew the merchandise, but a non-Jewish corporation or a credit card company can't give money to a Jewish vendor to give another Jew the merchandise either, because either way you're dealing with shlichus. And they don't have a din in shlichus. No, so he said there was no problem with the corporation being a shlich. That could be. The problem is if they're not Jews. Right. If it's a Jewish corporation, as long as there's... No, because he says that if there's a Jewish director, that means the corporation voted that this person should make the decisions. So he has the right to carry out functions. So he can... The corporation... appointed this Jewish director to do this function, so he can do it as that functionary, and he's a Jew.
But how could you borrow this from a corporation?
You have to make sure that it's a non-Jewish corporation. Yeah,
corporation.
For sure.
A Jew can't set up a corporation.
That's right. Well, no, he's saying the difference between ribbis. He's saying ribbis is different because ribbis is a special halacha. It only applies to a borrower who has a shivat haguf. Right, that's the din in ribbis, the chiddush of ribbis. But to have agencies to make kinyanim, that as long as you're a director, a Jewish director of the corporation, you could do that. So, based on what we said up to here, it would seem like this. You go to the store and you use your credit card to buy the sofa, the refrigerator that you did not take home yet. You use your Visa card, MasterCard, a non-Jewish corporation. When the vendor receives his money, which we're saying is usually 24 hours, a little bit more than 24 hours later, when that vendor receives the money, we are now in the parsha of Eved Kanani. Now, will it work? It seems to be a machlokus, achronim, whether it will work when we're dealing with a non-Jewish corporation who's doing it. If you say that the din of Eved Kanani works as soon as the seller receives the money and we don't care how he gets it, so that we don't care that it's a non-Jewish corporation, the kinyan is made, and if you would renege at that point in time, you'd be chayv misha para, and it'd be a bad thing to do. If we hold that there's no, that you need shlichus to make Eved Kanani work, you need some form of zechiyah, some form of something that they're taking your place, and that doesn't apply to non-Jews, so the fact, even though they gave money to the vendor, but that doesn't give you that property yet. Midaraisa wouldn't be a kinyan, and therefore there'd be no mishapar at that point either. So it would seem that there'd be no problem in reneging. However, he concludes, Mishpatachel Yaakov, he says there's another thing, we always come back to this Situmta, when there's a minhag hamedina, a certain thing makes a kinyan. If that's a handshake, things that are a minhag, that makes a kinyan. He says it could be that nowadays, using a credit card doesn't work as kesev and Eved Kanani, like we said in the whole shir until now, which anyway was worth saying. But I'm not sure if this last part's right, even. He says maybe a credit card is looked upon the world as that makes the kinyan itself. When is it a kinyan? He says probably when you sign it. And he has a shaila how it'll work on telephone, because you don't actually sign it. But it could be, he says, that when you sign, huh?
Or authorize it.
Yeah, maybe. Well, you type it in the computer and, right? Right, well, you do whatever it says to show that that's your signature. Right, so at that point, that might be a kinyan, ultimate kamedina. I'm not sure if he's right. It could be that we look at it, situmta. It could be that that's not what credit cards do. Credit cards look is, look, I don't have the money, they're going to give me credit, I'm going to pay you. And you know, the question is, do we still know when we use credit cards, are we still looking at exactly what's happening, or are we just looking at it as a mechanical exercise, and that's become a kinyan by now? So, based on that, it could be that it is a kinyan, and you know, it's always good to keep your word that you get to Mechus Ramana, like we said in the beginning, but that is the halacha status of a credit card. Next time, no share next week, but 2 weeks from now, we'll try to do checks.